Quality sleep is essential. That's why the Sleep Number Smart Bed is designed for your ever-evolving sleep needs. Need a bed that's firmer or softer on either side? Helps you sleep at a comfortable temperature? Sleep Number Smart Beds let you individualize your comfort, so you sleep better together. J.D. Power ranks Sleep Number number one in customer satisfaction with mattresses purchased in-store. And now, save 50% on the Sleep Number Limited Edition smart bed for a limited time. For J.D. Power 2023 award information, visit jdpower.com/awards. Only at a Sleep Number store or sleepnumber.com.
Sigh. Hey, I'm just back. Hello, by the way, Andrew.
Hello, Robert.
Nice to see you.
And you too.
What does your T-shirt say? Have you spotted it there?
Song of Norway.
Does it refer to some indie band or something?
It's a T-shirt that David Bowie wore in one of his videos, and it refers back to, I think it was a film or a play that a long-lost love of his was in.
Right. Do you like to think like that Bowie was just like you? I bet Bowie had the same thoughts as I had. I bet Bowie would have cooked
it's
his...
It's pronounced boy. You I can't bet, pronounce it wrong.
I bet Bowie would have cooked boy. His eggs just the same as I boy. Cook them.
I've been compared to Bowie.
In what
I've
respect?
I've been told I am probably the nation's boy now that he's gone.
Who told you that?
It was a kind of an internal monologue.
Ah, right. Between you and David.
Yeah, this spirit visited me in the night.
I'll offer you a name, and the name is... Chance Paddington, right?
And already intrigued.
I saw you little ears twizzle. You're like Chance Paddington. He dresses like a bear down the bookies. Spends his day in the bookies dressed as a bear. Chance Paddington.
Just a bear costume? Any clothes on the bear costume? Like a hat or anything like that?
Just a tie, like Yogi.
Just a tie like
colour
Yogi.
Like Yogi.
So far, I'm into it.
Okay, because you do have another chance. It's the name Soggy. He's a bit like the singer Shaggy, but he spends all day in the bath and only goes out when it's pissing down with rain, right? He also, tiny detail, he also has much bigger hands than Shaggy.
Mm-hmm. How big are Shaggy's hands?
Not as big as Soggy's.
Right.
Interested? Or you can be whatever it is, Rocks McTootie, Ronnie
Hot Dog. I'd quite like to be both. I'd like to be in the bath and the bear suit.
Do you want to be Soggy Paddington?
No, I'll just be Chance Paddington. Keep
Hiya,
the
Chance.
Water out of it. Hi, Bob. I haven't got any names for you this week.
Good. Now, listen up. I'm just back from Hamburg.
Why?
Northern German city. Why did I come back?
Yeah.
Because I got a flight booked.
Who booked it?
Someone booked it for me.
Why were you in Hamburg?
I was in Hamburg doing a television show.
Oh, get you.
It's Sunderland.
Fishing in Hamburg,
it's
though,
it's the German Sunderland of Middlesbrough.
Is it?
Yeah.
That's nice.
You know, the highlights are things like there's a tunnel under the river. There's a ferry.
There's a flag somewhere.
Yeah, honest. But it's very deserted.
Why did you go there?
I went there. I'm not telling you.
All right. It'll actually be on telly.
Yeah, it'll be on telly, so I don't want to like ruin it for the production company. Like, they'll want
top
to announce...
secret, is it?
Well, they'll want to announce it's like, God, we've got Bob Mortimer.
Will there be a press conference to announce it? With you sitting at the table and presenting it, I don't know.
It'll leak.
Piers Morgan, whoever it is.
It will leak.
It'll leak, will it?
It'll leak, yeah.
I'll leak it because you've already told us what it is.
Do you know? Do you know to get food brought to your house, Deliveroo, just eat, that sort of thing, yeah?
Yeah, I always go and collect it myself, though.
What, you just go to the bin at the back
no,
of the house?
No, I don't go to the bin. I go to the takeaway myself and collect.
Yeah?
Because it's quicker. And the temperature tends to drop when you get it delivered.
Yeah.
I want it fresh as.
I think you've got like a little hatch at the bottom of your bin. So you say to the kids, do you want a delivery takeout type of vibe?
Yeah.
And you open the little hatch at the bottom of the bin and like a little scoop of chicken dipper crumbs.
I've got one of them mulcher things that you put food into and it turns into a composter, but it's got a tap on the side.
Yeah.
And I just pour some boiling water in the top and then turn the tap on and it comes out as dinner.
See, I knew it. There's your dinner, kids.
Yeah.
I get deliveries from, I won't mention the name.
You've mentioned all the others.
From a pizza place.
Right.
Two for Tuesdays.
Right.
You get two items for one on a Tuesday.
It's Papa John's.
Not say.
Why not?
Well, because I don't want
to be... Because ages ago you recommended Papa John's to me, and there's finally one in Sunderland now, and I tried it out the other week.
What do you think?
It's all right.
But is there anything in your life that you say, no, it's absolutely...
No, there's a perfectly serviceable pizza shop nearby.
And let me guess, they're better. Half the price.
Aye,
that's why you fucking go
50% off
there.
If you use the app before 7 o'clock.
Did you watch the programme about all-inclusive holidays? Are they as good a bargain as they appear?
I did see it on Channel 5, wasn't it, last weekend, yeah.
Well, I asked you to watch it.
I know, that's why I said I've watched it.
Because
you asked me to watch it.
I thought we could...
pretty much ordered me to watch it.
Did it feel like that?
It did a bit.
No, I just said...
I liked it, though.
Well, you're my link to the all-inclusive world, you know?
Right.
So I just wondered... What I was hoping was that I know you go all-inclusive.
Yeah.
So I was hoping that the conclusion of the programme would be that
dog
you're
shit.
Being totally ripped off.
Well, it wasn't, was it?
But it wasn't that way.
That was a very, very upscale all-inclusive they were on, I think.
But was it... Where were they? In Benidorm?
Tourmalinos, wasn't it? Yeah. Well,
When you do your all-inclusives, do you take the three-meal deal, like breakfast? Is it lunch?
Well, that's all-inclusive, yeah.
But isn't
it that's the definition of it.
So you drag the kids back from the theme park just so that you can have the midday watery paella?
Yeah.
You do?
Yeah, of
You're
course.
Not missing out on that,
nothing.
That grub?
I take advantage of everything.
Oh, Jesus.
All the free drinks, all the time.
You epitomise the reason why the British holiday maker is abhorred across the continent. You really do. No, you really do. Quiz time.
Okay.
This one is dustpan, oink, boing, mop head, boing, peanuts, bucket, give me just a little more time, duster, oink, barb. You want to play?
What if I say no?
If you say no, I will give it to the audience just in case they're interested in the app.
I don't know how they're going to interact because it's a podcast. Go on, I'll play it.
The four items which I want you to place in price order, I don't mind if you go top to bottom, bottom to top. I'm all right, I'm a liberal like mm-hmm. that, do you know what I mean? Dale Winton said, never quit a hit. Never quit a hit.
Okay.
I was once in a airport lounge with Dale when
How
the kids
he?
Were really young. He's a lovely man. Absolutely lovely man. But it was a glass sort of coffee table in front of it. And my five-year-old, just smashed the glass coffee table to pieces with some toy that had a particular angle on it, you know.
Yeah.
So Dale...
You'd just given your kid a hammer, hadn't you?
Like, what do you want to take on holiday?
Take me hammer through security for his kid. Go and check you.
We're going to St. Lucia. Choose something from the toolbox. So, I chose these items, Andy. There is no tricks here. What I did was I opened a cupboard looking for a new, and I saw the area of my house that had a dustpan and brush.
Oh, we're not talking about Dale Winton anymore.
No, a dustpan and brush, yeah. It had a replacement mop head. Yeah, it had a bucket that's got the thing that you can squeeze squeeze thing. And it had, on a little hook, do you know the microfiber duster that's got one extension length?
Yeah.
It had one of them. So
you attach the duster onto it and it clips into place.
That's the fella.
Right.
That's the fella. So a dustpan and brush.
Yeah.
Mop head. Bucket with ringer. Telescopic microfiber duster.
This is hard. Is this B&Q again?
It is a very popular...
Oh, we should just
and I chose the cheapest of each one.
Right. The cheapest is going to be a dustpan and brush, because I reckon you can get one of them Poundland.
Yeah, but I didn't go to Poundland.
I know you didn't, but I'm saying
right.
If one of them is available in Poundland, it's got to be cheap in that store that you mentioned. That's the cheapest.
Okay.
Then... I think a mop head's going to be a bit pricey. The mop head, does it come with the mop as well?
No, this is a
replacement head.
Yeah.
I'm going to say the mop head
second. Okay.
Cheapest.
Okay.
Then the bucket.
Okay.
And then the duster thing's going to be the most expensive.
The telescopic microfiber.
Yes, because of the telescopy element.
Telescopy. Well, Andrew, the cheapest item was the telescopic microfibre duster at £2.34. The second cheapest was the dustpan and brush at £2.50. The third cheapest was the mop head at £3.42, and the bucket with ringer at £3.94 was the most expensive. So you didn't get one right.
I kind of got them all right apart from one.
No. You didn't place any of them in the correct position.
Did I not?
No, you didn't. Give me just a little more time. Do you enjoy it?
Not really. I've got some questions from my quads for you.
Are they then? Go on.
Here we
give
are.
They're about
all-inclusive holidays.
Really? Oh, yeah. Thank you.
Yeah. Bob, as a millionaire, what do you look for when you're booking an all-inclusive holiday, albeit one in the exclusive sector? Is it value for money? Is it a wide range of on-site activities and entertainments? Or is it free but basic accommodation for your servants? Or a guarantee that you'll receive the same care package from servants that you get at home?
Okay, well, I'm not a millionaire. I don't have any servants.
You sound like a millionaire.
I don't have any servants. You know, in the Beatles, right, you know, we were all breakfast-wise. We were all porridge. Apart from Ringo, who liked a sausage.
For me, the best thing about being in the Beatles was all the free sweeties.
I think for the first time in my life, that was a worse impression than mine. And that fucking text I'm doing. I am not a millionaire. I don't have any servants. And yeah, I don't think it was an option. But what I would not book unless there was lobster available on the evening buffet.
Oh, you do your research then. When you go on an all-inclusive holiday, do you A, spend your time by the pool, keeping yourself to yourself, B, join in with the various activities, such as, let's say, archery, tennis, arts and crafts, C, stay on your balcony, having the free drinks and ice creams brought up to you, only emerging to be whisked in the middle of a group of your servants towards an exclusive corner of the restaurant, with you avoiding eye contact with everyone at all times?
Right, well, it's not C, because I don't have any servants, right? What I do when I'm on the all-inclusive is I get up early, yeah? So I'm fucking sharp down that breakfast.
Yeah.
I'm the 6:30, do you know what I mean?
Yeah, you're one of them.
Yeah. And I sit on by the pool all day.
Do you?
Yeah, I'm an ice lollies, ice creams, hot dogs. Yeah, I love it.
Third question, have you ever been on an all-inclusive holiday?
Yeah.
Have you?
Yeah, 5 years getting running with my kids.
Did you?
Yeah. I'm not going to advertise it. I went to an all-inclusive resort in Sardinia.
Mm, fancy.
And do you know who plays the entertainment there this year, I noticed?
Jimi Hendrix?
No. No. Sting and Shaggy. So this ain't no Butlins.
Oh!
Do you know what I mean?
Not a millionaire, you reckon?
Oh, you once a year you can treat yourself if you scrimp and serve, and if you buy your... You buy your ringer bucket at £3.97.
I hope you're listening to this, boys and girls.
So I went to Slaughter's again last week, Andrew. I was in the area to finally, I thought, pick up my rare gun, you know. But it turns out they've had to send it somewhere really special to get it repaired.
Ooh. Where was that then?
Ipswich. It's had to go to Ipswich.
Really?
Yeah, so... Well, anyway, it means that at least I go into Slaughter's. So I wander in to Slaughter's, yeah? Take up my seat near Adrian's table, and the waiter comes over. I say, oh, hello there. Could I have a menu, please?
Have you brought a bone with you, sir?
No, I'm sorry. What do you mean?
Today is bring a bone for the chef's husky team, dear. No bone, no fucking meat.
Oh, I honestly didn't know.
And I didn't know a short, fat, boiling tub of fuck had walked into my restaurant. So there you go. It's a wonderful fucking planet we live on, isn't it, sir, fuck?
Look, I promise. I've never been here on a Thursday before. I just didn't know you had to bring a bone for the chef.
I've seen you here before. You're a nosy bunch of fuck, aren't you? What's your name?
Robert.
I knew a Robert once. Didn't fucking like him. Had a chip on his shoulder the size of a fucking car bumper. And when I say car, I mean fucking van.
I just don't know how I could have known, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Well, at this point, I hear a massive fart and a belch, and it's Adrian Lewis arriving at his table, yeah? Now, the waiter obviously just wants to go and attend to him. So I go and, look, I promise.
Oh, don't fuck off with that promise, sir. I'll be back in a minute. Don't fucking touch anything, or it'll be a night on Fuckabye Island for you, sir.
So off he goes to serve Adrian. And of course, Andrew, I listen in.
No.
So, oh, fuck. Oh, I am popping for a meat hit. Here's a donkey's hit for the chef. Now hit me with your gammon fucking cannon.
Of course, sir. And may I say, a very full satchel of fucks to you, sir, for the bird.
Oh, come on. Oh, fuck. What are the mains, you fucker?
You fucker, you have a choice between a blunt, hammered 4-inch thick sirloin steak marinated in pork water.
Oh, pork water. Pork water. Oh, fuck off.
No, you fuck off.
Pork water, the salty nectar of the pig. I don't mind saying my ring pieces pulsating like a frog's cheeks. Fuck, fuck, fuck. And what's the other dish?
Gammon chunks baked in a crust of shin bone grated from the standing leg of a flamingo. Fucking banging dish, that, sir. The taste will knock the living fuck out of you. Then dump you at the bus depot.
Oh, you meaty, fucking genius, you giant fucking muscle bell. I'll take the sirloin and port water. Are you doing the crispy chimp finger side dish?
No, sir. I am so fucking sorry.
Fuck off.
No, sir. You fuck off.
Just bring it with a mixed fats platter, then.
Well, that'd be fucking all, sir. I see you haven't brought your St. Bernard with you, did you?
No, I fucking couldn't. He's got the diarrhoea.
The quickly shits.
Yes. Yes. He's nigh uncovered the driveway with his dirty business. So I left it at home with the heating full on to sweat it out.
Can I get you a fucking drink, sir, while the steak has been flat hammered?
Yes, could I just have a glass of sink water, please?
Certainly, sir. I shall jump on that request like a fucking bullwinkle in a creamery.
So the waiter passes by my table again on the way to the kitchen.
Oi, come back when you've got a fucking bone to offer your cheeky fucking Herbert.
So, you know, I left, right?
Why should have brought bone?
Yeah, which is fine, because I heard Adrian, so that's what I came for, yeah?
Yeah.
And I'm not a big fan of pork water and shin shavings.
Yeah.
So I thought it were a good result.
Should have brought a bone. Yeah. That's all I'm saying. Do you not check up with a sign outside or something you could have read before you went in?
There probably was, Andy, but when
you could have located a bone, surely. But nearby?
You put Google app bone nearby.
Well, there'd been one in a bush or something nearby, surely.
A lot can happen in 3 years, like a chatbot may be your new best friend. But what won't change? Needing health insurance. United Healthcare Tri-Term Medical Plans, underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage that lasts nearly 3 years in some states. Learn more at uh1.com.
Quality sleep is essential. That's why the Sleep Number Smart Bed is designed for your ever-evolving sleep needs. Need a bed that's firmer or softer on either side? Helps you sleep at a comfortable temperature? Sleep Number smart beds let you individualize your comfort, so you sleep better together. J.D. Power ranks Sleep Number number one in customer satisfaction with mattresses purchased in-store. And now, save 50% on the Sleep Number limited edition smart bed for a limited time. For J.D. Power 2023 award information, visit jdpower.com/awards. Only at a Sleep Number store or sleepnumber.com.
Ding-dong! Landlord here. Just wanted to inform you that I've spent your deposit on a candy floss machine for my daughter's unicorn party. Ding-dong! Landlord here. Had a few complaints from neighbours about the noise your sick mother is making at night. Tell her to pipe down, will ya? We all have bad days. Here, have this scratch card. It's a £10 win, but I can't be fucking bothered to claim it. Ding dong! Landlord here. Hi, tenant! Thought you might like this leaflet. It tells you how to make a tin of corned beef last a week and how to use the tin as a bath for your children's fingers or a bath for your pet mouse. Ding dong! Barry Homeowner's father here. I scratched my Gucci belt buckle at the casino the other night, so I'm going to have to hike up your rent to cover the cost of a total rebuff and polish. Soz, here, have a tin of marrow fats on me.
That's like a satirical piece, that one.
Yes.
You know.
On the class system and well, society and all that.
Just mainly that the balance of power has very much veered towards the landlord.
Yeah. Take it or leave it.
Hey, I tell you, I'd like to go on all-inclusive holiday with Bangles.
Who are the Bangles?
The Bangles. Wouldn't go abroad with them, though, because of my allergies, but, you know, maybe get a two-bedroom static caravan. Let them have a bedroom all for themselves.
What, you and the Bangles?
Me and the Bangles. I'll be in one room, Bangles another. You know, I said like I'd like to have Bananarama living in my house.
Aye.
Well, like Bananarama's for home, Bangles is for elders.
Oh, I've got Bangles.
Do you know what I mean?
The Bangles, Susanna Hoff, like.
Susanna Hoff's and the other ones.
So, like, you go to the mobile home place, like, and you say,
put a deposit down.
How do you know which of the homes the Bangles are in, like?
Bangle friendly? No, because you take them along or you meet them there at the gate.
No, but if I was a visitor, I said, I've heard Bangles around down here near Seaham at the seafront. So I've heard the Bangles here, which is either in that Fat Fellas.
Crimden Dean, actually.
I've been Crimden Dean, I know what you mean.
You kind of come. Huh? I'll get them to see on the gate, they'll get your name.
So do you,
and if you give your name, they'll see you can come in.
So do you reckon this is like a go, you know, you'll write to Susanna and say
I'll social media, because she has to reply to them, because it's social media.
It has what they call reach, doesn't it?
Yeah, I'll tell her, and tell her when to come, bring the Bangles, and she'll come meet us at Crimden Dean, and then we'll have a nice long weekend.
All right, that'd be nice.
And then we'll do some like excursions in that.
Hartlepool?
We'll just walk single file around the caravan, around outside. We'll go clockwise during the day, and anti-clockwise after nightfall.
There's a grassy area outside. I'm like, you know, I mean, Susanna, you know, she might like to have a little graze.
She might. I'll roll around in that, do and some then, forward rolls.
Aye, if you could do forward rolls together.
I'll take photographs of her doing forward rolls.
Aye, leapfrog? Leapfrog a Bangle?
Oh, I could do like a human pyramid.
I might do a T-shirt, like, you know, I leapfrog the Bangle.
That'd be lovely that I'm going to do that. I'm keeping that idea myself.
Well, my name's come up now on the board, so I'll just go and see if there's something I can claim. Oh, then, Mum. To be honest with you, I'm feeling a bit down in the dumps today, like, you know. The wife is fell asleep on the sofa watching back-to-back border force in New Zealand, you know, and the house is very quiet, like, you know. Raining outside, like, so I'm having a bit of a session staring at the drops, you know, forming on my bedroom window, and then the drops slowly turns into a drip, like, you know, and I watch the drip journey down towards the sill, like, but on the way it'll bump into another drop to form what's now a much larger drip, like, you know, and the record number of drips, you know, like that I've collected drops before reaching the sill is four in my time, like, but maybe I'll see a five at the day, you know, and might cheer us up a little bit there. Dog day. And anyway, you know, to get out of the house, and yesterday I went to the big pet shop, you know, on the retail park. It's a decent day out that day, you know, and it always cheers me up, you know, seeing the parrots and the rabbits and the puppies and maybe a cock or two. So, like, on the bus on the way there, I suddenly caught my reflection, you know, in the bus window, like, and you know, the haircut I have was just the same, lovely and thick and brushed into like a forward thinking fringe, like, and a little bit like the Beatles, you know, and a little bit subutio, I suppose, and a little bit like the entrance to car washing. I was instantly at that moment taken back to the first time I met my wife, like, in Kinetics Disco in Gateshead, like. She caught my
cut my eye from the booth she was sat in. She with a load of lasses from the meat factory, like in Wessex. She walked over to me. I thought, oh man. And first thing I noticed was like a little bit of boiled eggshell, you know, hanging from her top lip, like, you know. She says,
"Oh, hello. I believe you're Peter Beardsley, the soccer player. May I just say how much I like your fucking haircut? I expect it's lovely and cozy around the ears."
No, yeah, thank you very much, pet. Can I get you something from the bar? A drink, for example. I have noticed they are very popular purchase.
Oh, yes. That would be fucking smashing. I'll have a pint of advoca and a couple of pickle legs if you don't fucking mind.
Well, we talked and we danced all night, you know, and she seemed like the most beautiful, vibrant and kind lady that I have ever met in my life, you know. Would you like to come back to my pad, pet? Like, I've got a VHR recorder, a new type of chair called a swivel, and I should warn you, I don't have any blankets, like, but the new device called a continental quilt.
Ooh, that would be sweet as fucking peanuts. Could you excuse me, though, for a minute? I just need to take a fart over in the corner.
So, when we got back in the flat, like, you know, I put on some Kenny G and made myself a corned beef toasty. And by the time I was done, she was fast asleep on the sofa, you know, so I had, like, all I could do was have a nice old stare at her, and I thought she looked like a princess, you know. But, you know, like my princess, and you, at that moment, she would be the love of my life. In the morning, when I woke up, she was sat watching The World at War on TV.
"Morning, Peter. Have you seen this show? It's about soldiers and all that. And I tell you, it doesn't half pack a fucking punch."
Morning, pet. Can I get you any breakfast or maybe some other named morning meal?
How kind of you, Peter. Would you by any fucking chance have a dozen eggs in your pantry? Because I did half fancy a 10-egg omelette and a couple of boilies on your fucking salad.
Well, yet of course, pet, I don't mind saying I pretty much dab on when it comes to egg cookery, like. Well, I did her eggs and I'm not kidding, she more or less just poured them down her throat.
Very fucking nice indeed. Firm but not rubbery. A nice bit of runny fucking muck in the centre.
Then she grabbed me by the back of my head and planted a lovely moist kiss on me, like wet and sloppy, lovely, like kissing like a well-groomed cod, something, you know, really comfy.
Sit down on your fucking swivel, lad.
Oh, I thought, oh God, have I overset the mark or something, pet?
No, you have fucking not. Quite the fucking reverse. You're a good lad, Pete. And you're my fucking boyfriend now. Is that okay with you? I said, is that all fucking okay with you?
Yes, of course, love. So, you know, we've been together ever since, and I do still see the same princess I saw that night from time to time, but not so much these days, Bobby. Anyway, I got the pet shop and couldn't resist buying a mouse. So I said, "One mouse, please," I said, and it was as easy as that. There's no forms to fill in on that. And I named my mouse Princess, and I just knew that we would become good friends, like, you know. I got back home and my wife was just waking up on the sofa.
Where in the fucking name of all that lives on planet Frock? Have you been, you creepy little fucking clown?
Just out and about, love, like getting myself in the groove, you know, working on my feelings and my life goals and that.
Oh, yeah, what fucking feelings? You haven't scored a fucking goal for nearly 30 years, you useless fucking halfwit. What's in that little fucking bag? I could swear it's trying to fucking gun.
No, it's a mouse, all right. Bought the mouse, like, you know, to keep me company when you're busy watching the telly and that, like, you know.
A mouse? A fucking mouse? Do you think the fucking Americans carried out the Tet Offensive so you could fuck off out the house and buy a poxy fucking mouse?
No, love.
Damn fucking right it didn't. So take that thing outside right fucking now and put it in your neighbour's fucking bin. If I ever say that, I'll smack you in a fucking bologna and back with a fucking house brick.
Yes, love, sorry, love. So I popped a bit of butter in the bag for Princess and took him round the back of the bins. And that, Bob, is where I am now, so... Oh, before I go, there's a couple of jokes that I've remembered. And you might like to hear them, Bob, so... When he reached his 60th birthday, like, you know, my granddad started walking 5 miles a day. He's 75 now, and we have no fucking idea where he is. So the two old men, like, you know, sat in the library, like, and one asked the other, "Have you read Marx?" I think it comes from sitting on these wicker chairs too long. So I never thought my chiropractor would improve my posture, but I stand corrected. Not so good, boy. There you go. Anyway, Bobbin, see you, Bobbin. I'll just open this lid now and see you, Princess. Yes, he is. Hope he's all right with his bit of butter.
Oh, man.
So, Peter...
That was beautiful and also heartbreaking.
Yeah, so
story.
She was lively last when he met her.
A little bit of satire as well about psychological abuse within relationships. He reminded us there earlier on about all-inclusive holidays. I was in one in Salou.
Yeah, I'm
in Salou,
yeah.
In Spain a few years ago. And there was this... What, 2 years ago, actually, the smoking section outside the bar.
Yeah.
And there was this vape addict who used to go to the smoking section once every couple of hours, and he was just immersed in this thick fog of vape. He would just stand there and vape the fuck out of everything. Yeah. Do you know what I mean? Smoke, steam, whatever it is. I don't know what it is.
I suppose it's a steam, isn't it?
So you wouldn't see him turn up. He'd just appear. You'd see at the corner of your eye, you'd see over at the smoking section, there's this massive cloud of steam, and he's there. And I was walking past him coming out of the bar one afternoon because I'd been to get an ice cream and the fog was just starting to clear a little bit. I could just make out his face. His voice from inside the fog goes, "Seen you."
Oh, I know who it is. It's Corbyn, isn't it?
Jeremy Corbyn.
Oh, man.
Vaping in salute.
Yeah.
He says, "Seen you swanning around making out like you're it, like you're Keith Barron in Duty Free or something." And I says, "I'm not Jeremy. I'm just trying to have a nice holiday with my kids, you know." He went, "Hmm." I says, "Hmm?" He says, "Hmm." He says, "Saw you in the restaurant yesterday. Went back for second helpings, didn't you?" And I had.
Yeah,
I had.
Enough.
I mean, there was calamari and there was pork casserole. Fair and enough. I love both them things. So right. I went a bit of both. He says, "Ask me my best helpings. Go on, ask me." Christ almighty.
Don't go along with it.
I says, "What's your best helpings, Jeremy?" He says, "9. Couscous, pizza, plain bolognese, couscous, salad, potato dauphinese, fruit medley in syrup, trifle. That was
nine,
a lot.
Isn't it? Yeah.
Surprised you weren't sick. He says, "I was." So anyway, I looked around. I thought Billy Bragg might be with him.
Right,
you know, I says, where's Billy Bragg then? Jeremy, he says, "No, he couldn't come because of his allergies. My holiday and companion is over there." And he pointed at the swimming pool.
Yeah.
And just then this bloke leaps out from under the water
yeah.
and shouts, "Joe Smash!"
Joe Swash, he was with
him. Little Louis Joe Swash.
Fuck.
He says, very good, Joe. He's been practising holding his breath underwater. How many seconds this time, Joe? Joe Swash! So, fucking hell. He says, excellent. Hey, you, laddie, ask me my best breath holding. Go on, ask me. I mean, by this time, the ice cream had melted all over my hand. And I just says, look, I'm going to have to go back in and get another one of them. And he looked at the ice cream on my hand and just went, shit happens, lol. So I went back in and got another ice cream and I didn't see him again for the rest of the holiday. But that's what can happen on all-inclusive holiday,
yeah.
If you're not careful.
I thought for a second he was going to say, what's your best sick?
Was originally going to be said, but then I thought that might be too much.
Too much.
Mm.
Well, I've enjoyed that. I haven't seen him for a while. He keeps his head down a bit these days.
Yeah, he doesn't see much of him, do you? Still, I mean, imagine you're still Brexiting for us. Also, one other thing about all-inclusive holidays, what I tend to do is I make up nicknames for the people who are staying in the hotel as well, because I'm a bit of a cunt.
Yeah.
And some of them I've got here, and you could choose one for the next episode if you want.
And these are real, or you made them
These
up?
Are just nicknames I've made up for people I've been on all-inclusive
holidays. But you really did make them
I
up
did
in
make them
situ in
situ,
Salou.
Yeah. I usually put the lists on Instagram.
I tell you what, though, Andrew, I'd love to hear him. I can't wait. But the beach at Salou, is that full or what? Do you know what I mean? Could you get more humans on a beach?
We only went down for one day. Didn't hang around for long. What's the point?
Yeah.
Well, if you're on an all-inclusive, what's the point of going to the beach? Because you don't get any free stuff at the beach, do you?
Yeah. So you just
I've got three hot meals a day to be enjoying then sleeping off.
Kids exhaust themselves in the pool, I suppose.
I've just told them rumours about the beach and why it's bad for them, and they've believed it, so we're too sticky.
The sea's very nice there, though.
I've told them stuff about that as well. Jellyfish.
Jellyfish,
sharks.
Yeah.
They don't want to go in the sea.
Okay.
You could choose one of these. There's no backstory. I can't remember the backstory of some of them. Dutch Gut.
Yeah.
Nightwig.
Yeah.
Prick Faldo.
Right.
The Cube.
Yes.
Or Piss Nick Knowles.
It's Nightwig.
It's Nightwig.
Fucking Nightwig,
I can't remember the backstory of Nightwig.
But one can imagine him emerging for his evening activities with a fresh wig.
Yeah. No wig during the day, wig at night. But it was a woman and not a man. But apart from that,
I thought it was a man. It's been lovely.
It has. We've passed some time.
Passed some time. See you next time.
Bye-bye.
Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Mm. HelloFresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.